There are two parts to this. I mean, the first is the return of mass meetings, of protests on the streets, agitation for democracy or for extensive parliamentary reform, agitation to see British men as proper citizens entitled to a vote and to a say in how the country was governed. The other development is that after a long period in which the existing government was a Tory government and profoundly anti-reform, the government fell in the autumn of 1830 and was replaced by a coalition led by a Whig, a leading Whig. And I spoke earlier on about that small number of great landowners who were in favour of parliamentary reform as the people's champions. Well, Earl Grey had been one of those in the 1790s, and here he was at the end of 1830 as Prime Minister of a coalition government with a commitment to try to create parliamentary reform. That's what happened in 1832, but it was a reform which did little to satisfy working people. It was a reform which gave a vote to those men who had property and but had not before been entitled to vote. So it was, if you like, a middle-class charter. And that begins to explain why agitation continues after 1832. Economic conditions are fairly benign from the early 1830s through to the outbreak of the Chartist movement towards the end of the 1830s. But agitation does not go away. It's whipped up on the basis of a sense of betrayal, the idea that the Whigs, who presented themselves as the people's friends, had actually sold working people down the river. Now, there was, in the early to mid-1830s, a continued movement for change. The focus here, however, was not primarily political reform. It was actually to get rid of taxes on newspapers. Why does that matter? Well, if you put taxes on newspapers, you make them inaccessible to large numbers of working people. So the people wanting to change the situation called these taxes on knowledge, which in a real sense they were, and it was agitation which was strongly supported by craftsmen, by artisans, people who had taught themselves and were fully literate. There was some success, in fact, because newspaper duties were reduced in 1836 at the end of the so-called War of the Unstamped. Soon after that, the economic conditions, which I don't have time to go into in any great detail, were producing more unemployment and higher prices, and we have the scene set for the emergence of Chartism, which we're not talking about in this theme.